Sundry. The fatal shooting of two Edmonton police officers responding to a domestic violence call today is a tragedy for the province and a reminder of the extreme dangers that can be part of policing, says Rimby Rocky Mountain House Sundry MLA Jason Nixon. It is horrific, and obviously my thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the officers involved and the entire Edmonton Police Department, Nixon said in an Alberton interview. Being a police officer is a risky job, and unfortunately today is a very sad reminder of that. Domestic violence is a serious situation in our society. My understanding is that that is the riskiest call for police officers. Despite what the call was, the fact is that police officers have lost their lives and are not going home to their families today. It's an absolute tragedy. Constables Travis Jordan, 35, and Brett Ryan, 30, were killed when responding to a call in North Edmonton earlier today, March 16. At approximately 12:47 a.m. Edmonton Police Service West Branch patrol members responded to a family dispute call in an apartment complex near 114th Avenue and 132nd Street, police said in a press release issued this morning. Upon arrival, police said the two patrol members went inside the building, approached the suite, and were shot by a young male suspect. At this time, all indications are that they did not have a chance to discharge their service weapons, the release stated. Police said the two members were rushed to hospital, where they were both declared deceased. This is an extremely tragic day for the Edmonton Police Service and our city, stated Edmonton Police Service Chief Dale McPhee. I'm deeply saddened to announce the line of duty deaths of two of our members that occurred earlier this morning. These officers gave their lives while trying to protect our community. They will never be forgotten. On behalf of the entire Epps family, our deepest condolences go out to their families during this heartbreaking time. Related. Breaking. Unthinkable and horrific tragedy, Epps Chief. Police said the young male suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A female complainant from the suite was also taken to hospital with serious injuries, where she remains in stable condition. Sergeant Trent Spurlee is the Sundry RCMP detachment commander. The tragedy in Edmonton today is a stark reminder of the difficult and dangerous job that police officers across this country face, Spurlee told the Alberton. On behalf of the Sundry RCMP, I would like to offer our deepest heartfelt condolences to the families and friends of the fallen officers as well as to the Edmonton Police Service. Flags at the Olds Emergency Services Building were lowered in tribute to the two Edmonton police officers killed. The flags at the Emergency Services Station have been lowered as a sign of respect and tribute to the two Edmonton police officers who lost their lives in the line of duty this morning. The Town of Olds Protective Services Director Justin Andrew, who also serves as the Olds Fire Department Chief, wrote in an email to the Alberton. We all stand in solidarity and mourn the loss of two professionals who made the ultimate sacrifice providing service to the public. With files from Doug Colley.